Thank you, Jesus. Today I have for you, Lord's given me a Father's Day message, but it's for the Father and from the Father to each and every one. And I guess it has to do with not just fathers, but mothers and sons and daughters. It has to do with everyone, because God has a plan in every life for everyone in the room. And I want you to understand, God has some things to say to you today, so keep your hearts and your ears open to receive what the Spirit of God has to say. God isn't speaking just for the sake of talking. Amen. He sent a word today here with purpose. Amen. And God has a purpose and plan for everyone in the room. First, as I'm leading into the message, I want you to open your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. Some of you may not understand some things that are taking place in your life as God has radically called you. And as you answered the call, some things didn't happen the way you thought they should happen, and some things are taking place. The prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 66, verse number 5, he said, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word." That word tremble comes from the Hebrew word chared. It's spelled H-A-R-E-D, and it means to reverence or to fear. "Your brethren that hated you, that cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, but he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed." And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, and what he wants to say to us today, Jesus, when he was tempted in the wilderness in Matthew 4:4, when he came out, he made a statement that's the most profound statement that we have in the Word of God. He said, "Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." And what God wants you and I to understand, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. The church and the world today is living in an ice age. And what I mean by the ice age is heaven is really cool, and hell is cool too. There's no heaven and hell anymore. And I want you to know, hell's just as hot as it was when he said it was in the Word of God. It hasn't changed. And God wants us to get a hold of something and listen to his word, because his word comes with purpose. So if you open your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 12 for our text today, the prophet Ezekiel is speaking to the children of Israel to set a foundation here. He's telling them that they're getting ready to go into captivity to Babylon, and all the false prophets were saying, "No problem, it's far off, don't worry about it, don't worry about it." But all of a sudden, King Zedekiah's family was killed. King Zedekiah's eyes were plucked out. King Zedekiah was placed in the prison in Babylon, where he died, and Israel went into captivity. And in other words, when God says something, everything he says will take place. So when we're looking at, look with me in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 21. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth? Tell them therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, saith the Lord God. And again the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that thou seest is for many days to come, and prophesieth of the times that are afar off. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I shall have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God. And for the message this morning, I want to focus our attention to verse number 25. For I am the Lord, and I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and perform it, saith the Lord God. The title of the message this morning is Wonder Bread. The word is the bread of life, and your pastor's corny. And this bread builds bodies more than 12 ways. I think the Wonder Bread commercial was, Wonder Bread builds bodies 12 ways. Amen? So today I want to share three things with you out of this text today. A spoken word, a solid word, and a sudden word. Spoken, solid, and sudden. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of the word. Can we lift our word together and make declaration in the house today? Repeat after me and say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything your word says I can have. I can be who your word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me. Lord, I'm listening. Open my ears and my heart. May I receive what you have for me today. And when all is said and done, you will receive the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. And again, Father God, I ask, Father God, that you place those coals upon these lips, Father God. Purify my lips, Father God. May the words that come forth out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in this room. I thank you for each and every one that is gathered here today. I thank you for the plans that you have for each and every one of us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you're going to accomplish today, and will never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. He said in, first off, he says, for I am the Lord, I will speak. Amen. How many know that God's talking? Amen. And I believe when God's talking, it's very important for us to listen. I've shared it before, and I'll say it again. I think it's unique how God created us. He created us the way he wanted us, with one mouth and two ears. Amen. So that means that we ought to keen into what the Lord has to say. So first we're going to look at a spoken word. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 55. And I'll be all the way through the word. If you want to take it, it'd be kind of convenient for you. If you have a notepad and a piece of paper on your notes, you might want to jot down the scriptures. Amen. Here's one of the things the Father says, so we can get revelation and understanding of what God wants to do in our hearts and lives in our land today. And Isaiah 55, 11, it says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. In other words, God wants the word to prosper. He wants it to benefit us today. He wants us to learn. He wants us to grow. If our faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, God's going to do something in our hearts today as the word is spoken. As the word is spoken, it has an effect. Cause and effect. The cause is the word. The effect is the response to the word. You know, so many times in 3 John verse number 2, the word of God says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And your soul prospers by learning and acknowledging the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. Amen. So if you're looking for your soul to prosper, it's important that you get your soul aligned with the Word of God. Amen. This is our roadmap. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us, to teach us, to guide us, to comfort us, to help us learn and put God's Word and to practice in our hearts and lives. Amen. Prophet Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, as the prophet Isaiah was speaking forth to the people, he wanted them to understand that he said, the Lord God, in verse 4, have given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. Amen. In other words, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. In other words, God isn't talking just for the sake of talking. Every time God speaks his word, it has an effect. Amen. And he says that you and I, as the learn, as we're studying, the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, he said in verse 2, he said to preach the word. In other words, that word preach comes from the Greek word kairosso. It means to proclaim or announce, to voice the word of God. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. In other words, we're to be ready when it's convenient or it's not convenient. Hey, it's not always convenient. And sometimes when we're speaking, the atmosphere is not really the place that you feel it's ready to speak. But when the Lord puts the word in your heart, you've got to let it go forth. In other words, the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Jeremiah and the prophet Ezekiel had to speak what the Lord laid in their heart. And every word was spoken had an effect. He says that preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove. Gently correct. Hello? To rebuke. To exhort. In other words, to rebuke means you don't have to agree with what's wrong. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. There's no gray area in the Word of God. It's written in black and white, and it's covered with red, and the red is blood, the blood of Jesus. Amen? And the blood of Jesus is what washes that sin away. That blood of Jesus is what corrects and straightens and heals my brokenness. Amen? He says that we're to be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, encourage one another with long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. In other words, everything's okay. God has a plan, and he's not going to change his mind. And if you're looking for things to really, truly take place in your life, obedience is better than sacrifice. Somewhere along the line, we're going to align ourselves with the Word of God. And as we're aligning ourselves with the Word of God, it isn't by our power. It's by his power and his strength. And all God's asking you and I to do is to come under him, to follow him. To be obedient to him, to follow his word. He isn't talking just for the sake of talking. He has a point. In other words, the first point he's saying here is, hey, I have a spoken word. Just like I spoke to the children of Israel and told them what was going to take place, they were disobedient and they did not turn and they ended up in bondage out of disobedience. Amen? In other words, I would rather learn from them than have to go through something myself. Amen? Anybody with me? Secondly, the Word of God is not only a spoken word, but it's a solid word. It's a sure word. God is not a man that he should lie. Everything that God said, he meant. He's the Genesis to the Revelation. He's everything in between. Amen? So turn with me in 1 Kings chapter 8. We have Solomon is blessing Israel. He's speaking a word of blessing over them. And 1 Kings 18. No, 1 Kings 8. Excuse me. Verse 56. The word of God says this. It says, blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel, according to all that he promised. There have not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. The Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. Let him not leave us nor forsake us. In other words, all the promises of God in him in 2 Corinthians 1:20 are yes and amen. In other words, we can hold God. God's going to hold us to his word. But you know what? I can hold him to the word also. Amen. This is an agreement between two parties. Amen. This is a contract, okay? Amen. And he's given to me us the stipulations of the contract. If we follow our side, he'll do his side. Amen. So he says to us in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're talking about a solid word. He said, I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. We're talking about a solid word. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 14, the Word of God says, of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show the self-approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, as their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. He says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some do honor and some do dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared to every good work. The Lord says it's simple. It's your choice. You can either be a mud vessel or a gold vessel. And the problem with a mud vessel is the water turns brown. And the problem with the silver vessel, the water is purified and comes out purified. And you're meat for the master's use. Now, I don't believe that anybody in this place wants to serve anybody in their house out of a dirt dish. Hello? You're not going to serve them dirt, right? And God says that we're being raised for the master's use. That his word is sure. And as we come along and let his word, he said we're to depart from iniquity. In other words, I'm not doing the things I used to do. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I can't do the same thing and say it's okay any longer. I didn't say it. God said it. He said, and let every man that nameth the name of Jesus depart from iniquity. He didn't say continue in your sin and my grace will abound over you. He said to turn. He said to change. He said, allow me to guide you and direct you. That's not saying that he's going to kick you to the curb because you messed up. In other words, when I mess up, I fess up. Amen? In other words, when I mess up, I fess up. I say, Lord, I messed up. I need your help. And you know what he does? His grace and his love moves in. Amen? And moves and lifts me back up. Amen? When I fall down, you know what he tells me to do? Shake off the dust and get back up. Get up, shake off the dust, and keep moving forward. Amen? Hey, there isn't a perfect person in this room. And I'm not saying I'm perfect because I'm far from it. But I serve the perfect one. And you serve the perfect one. And we have his perfect word. So all we have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to transform us by the word. This is the only thing that can change my life. Right here. Revelation and understanding of his word. Amen. You have to make sure to get it in to come to a Bible study on the 12th. We're going to start a series on special revelation. Revelation in God's word. God's going to open up and reveal some things. Amen. Amen. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. What you're here today is the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Word of God says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, he says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Now, let me just give some understanding here, share with you. This isn't private interpretation to be used for you privately, to privately use it. It said when it was written, there was no private interpretation. It was given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. All Scripture is inspired by God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. So we have that. He says, knowing for the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So, in other words, when I'm looking at this word, I have to understand that this is God breathed. It's the breath of God spoken to me. Amen. And let me tell you something. Let me say this to you. When I was a baby in Christ, I didn't understand a lot of things of the Word of God. But God gave me a teacher. He gave me an instructor. He gave me a helper to help me learn. And he said, it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. In other words, we don't have to be in a rush to get it all. Amen. In other words, sometimes it's better if we just read a verse and ask the Lord to guide us and direct us and give us an understanding in what we're reading. So many times people say, well, read 10 chapters a day and whatever, but half the people that read 10 chapters a day don't get any understanding at all. They're just reading for the sake of reading. He said to meditate upon my word. There's meditation. We're meditating upon what he is saying. We're not just reading it as we do a book. This is a holy word of God spoken life to everyone that reads it. Amen? It's the word of life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we find that first, if we have a spoken word, I am the Lord, I will speak. Second, we have a solid word. The word that I shall speak, it shall surely come to pass. Thirdly, we have a sudden word. A sudden word is it will not be prolonged any longer. In other words, spoken and happening, spoken and happening, spoken and happening. Does anybody want to hear a sudden word? Yeah. Amen. So first off, here's what the Lord instructed me. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 1 just for a moment. Are you still with me? Here, I want to say this right now. No one is too young or too old to be used by God. Jeremiah here is about 9 years old. God was still using Abraham at over 100, okay? And I believe that everyone in the room is over 9, except maybe one, and less than 120. Is anybody over 120 in the room? So if God can use Jeremiah and God can use Abraham, who else can he use? Hello? May I see your hand? Who can he use in the room? In other words, he has a plan and purpose in every last one in the room. Listen to me. He says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 7, he said, "But the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, that shalt thou speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, and deliver thee, saith the Lord." That face thing is kind of, no, I ain't going to go there, never mind. That was Carl. Carl, get out of the way. Some corn was coming in, I'm sorry. It was about ready to flow, okay? Then the Lord put forth his hand, and he touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over nations and over kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down. We have power in the name of Jesus to tear down every kingdom of darkness in Jesus' name. Amen. We walk and operate as men and women of authority. In other words, you got to take out some roots of some ugly things. You got to tear out the old foundation to build the new. Nobody's going to tear down a building and build it on the old foundation. Amen. You're going to go down and you're going to shore your foundation and you're going to build it on a solid foundation. And God says by the power of God and by his word, we can bring down kingdoms and nations of darkness. Amen. Because we have power and authority by his word in the name of Jesus. Amen. That didn't sound like an amen like I believe it. Amen. Let me say this to you. If you don't have revelation and understanding who you are in Christ, you're going to have no, the devil ain't going to have revelation of who you are either. Hello? If you don't know who you are, amen? In other words, we have to recognize who we are in Christ. It isn't me. It's Christ in me. It isn't my power. It's his power. Amen. And rather you're 9 or 90, God isn't done with you yet. God is not done with you yet. Until they're saying some rites over you and they're burying you. But then your life still lives on by your legacy. Amen. Turn me to Jeremiah 17. Verse number 13. His word's not going to be prolonged. Just as there's destruction coming to this world, there's blessing. There's an end time harvest like never before. Amen? Amen? And isn't it awesome that God chose you and I for such a time as now? It's no accident that you're here today because God wants you to hear what's spoken. And if you ain't hearing what's spoken, block out your blockers and receive what the Father has for you. He says in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 13, he said, O Lord, the hope of Israel, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed, And they that part from thee shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have not hastened from being a pastor to follow thee. Neither have I desired the woeful day. Thou knowest that which came out of my lips was right before thee. In other words, the prophet was saying he was speaking what the Lord told him to speak. And God wants you and I to know that God's the God of all of a sudden. You know, in the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. But I want you to look with me today in Acts chapter 16. Acts 16, verse number 25. You know, Paul and Silas were in prison for preaching the gospel. And the word of God says in verse 25, at midnight. Midnight represents the end of one day, the beginning of another. At your midnight hour is a representation of one thing ending and something new beginning. In other words, some of you in your life are at that midnight hour, that time of transformation, that time of change, that time of deliverance, that time of healing, that time of restoration. Hallelujah, you're at that midnight hour. It's never a new day till you get past 12. Not only were they at the midnight hour, but he says this. He says, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Let me say something about the praises of Paul and Silas. The praises that Paul and Silas were singing were the Psalms, which were the written word of God. So they were actually singing the word. They were praying the word and singing the word, and all of a sudden the word became. And the Bible says, and suddenly, amen, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. And I was asking the Lord about that, and the Lord said this to me. He said, you know, Paul and Silas was my only children that were in that prison. Paul and Silas were preaching the word because they were singing praises and praying the word. And all of a sudden, I couldn't help but come. And when I came, everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, they weren't Christians. They were murderers. They were thieves. But God says the bands were loosed on every last one, and the prison doors were open. I want you to understand with me today, nobody is too far gone for the God we serve. We serve a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above we ever expected or even asked. And maybe sometimes we have to look at the scripture and see it a little different. Amen. And we have to say, hey, all of a sudden God's in the delivery business. He's here to set captives free. He's here to open prison doors. He's here to heal the sick. Amen. He's here. He says, hey, preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what we're here for, friends. Amen. I don't know about you, but I guess how you people, because it seems a little hard to get excited in that place. Anybody with me here? Do you recognize that God's just not talking for the sake of talking? That every word has an effect. Amen. As this word goes forth, it's to do something in our hearts and lives. In other words, we can't keep doing the same thing and expect a different outcome. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, we got to look at things a little differently. If we want God to arise, if we want a revival, if we want a move of God, we got to get according to God's word and start celebrating His goodness, His mercy, and His grace, and believe God's going to do everything He said. Amen. Hallelujah. So in closing, I guess, Hallelujah. In closing. Hallelujah. Am I too loud? I learned to speak a little loud because people fall asleep in church. Hallelujah. God wants you to know something. Look at me. He wants you to know that He has a plan in everyone's life. He wants you to understand today He knows everything that you're going through. There has not been one thing that His pastors noticed that He didn't see. He sees every last thing. That He loves you so much that He is going to let those things that the enemy came to bring to destroy you. He's come to set captives free, to open prison doors, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. I know the Lord's my healer. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Amen. So in closing, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2 a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1, he says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by them that heard Him? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His will. For unto the angels have He not put into subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. And the only thing that has not been put under him is death. And that is the last thing that's going to be defeated. Amen. When Christ returns. But what he is saying to you, he's put all things under subjection. Every name named must bow to the name of Jesus. See, there's the wonder of his word. The wonder of the spoken word, the wonder of a solid word, and the wonder of a sudden word. And today, God wants to minister to our hearts and lives. He says, for whosoever shall call upon the